Let's get some more reaction to the traffic light decision now. Northam will be in red from Friday, with the government saying those extra protections are needed to keep COVID at bay. The region has 76% of its population fully vaccinated and just 63% of Māori. Whangarei Mayor Cheryl Mai joins me now. Kia ora, Cheryl.
Kia ora, Lisa.
How do you feel about red?
We've painted the town red before for the Rugby World Cup, actually, which was a joyous time. It's probably not the best reason to be painting it red now.
So what does it actually mean for your Christmas and your summer?
Unfortunately, with the red traffic light coding, it means things like Christmas parades are definitely gone, gatherings of more than 100 people just off the radar. So that's a bit sad, because we like to gather in large gatherings and actually celebrate the joy of a summer season. So that's unfortunate. However, the good thing is that come the 15th of December, that border between Auckland and Northland sort of dissipates. There will still be checks to make sure that people have their vaccine pass or have had a negative test for within 72 hours. But that does expose us to risk, and the low vaccination rate is the major thing that we're really worried about.
So even though it has some business downsides, are you relatively happy to be in red for safety reasons?
I think the fact that we're in good company with a lot of other districts in the North Island, the protection framework is there for a reason. We accept that, and we accept the science behind it. However, we do need to be moving down the hierarchy, orange and eventually green, with the vaccination rates up, because we absolutely always want to have our people safe. But we've got businesses who will hurt by having to put in place these new COVID protection framework regime.
Because the government has said several times today that red, well, it's basically the same as level two. Do you buy that?
No, it's quite different. And we're analysing all of the changes. You know, we've been in that privileged position of alert level two, and looking at the changes that the traffic light system brings. And a lot of that is around restricting numbers into various events. And that has definitely changed for us.
Yeah, and I know you're analysing it. So do you have any idea what the difference in revenue is from alert level two to being in a red colour? Do you know what the financial loss is? Do you have any idea?
That's a great question, and I'm sure that there will be some very clever economists who will be number crunching as we speak. I don't have that to hand.
Okay, so vaccination certificates, right? You're going to have to show them. And I just wonder, how do you think that's going to fly in your neck of the woods, where someone might have been going to the same pub for 50 years and now they need to show a certificate? Are sometimes people going to be let in with a nudge and a wink, do you think?
I jolly well hope not. I think it is actually really important that with the My Vaccine Pass, that we encourage people to download it, to have it printed. Our libraries will help people. That's the most important thing. So if you've had the vaccinations, get that pass, and that will be your key to the door. If people have not been vaccinated and they are restricted entry, then that's for the right reasons. And yes, there will be some grumpy people, but boy, oh boy, I do trust that there won't be the nudge and a wink and she'll be right attitude.
So 76% of the population fully vaccinated in Northland, right? And you're hoping to get to orange. Are you clear about what it is exactly that you have to do to get there? Because it's not just the vaccination rate.
The vaccination rates are definitely one of the criteria. The capability of our medical care is another factor that's been taken into account. So there will be some other criteria, but really vaccination is number one.
So do you reckon you can get to orange by Christmas, or it's out of your reach?
Out of our reach. Ridiculous to even think that we'd be changing colour before Christmas.
Okay, so then the next review is mid-January. Can you get there by mid-January?
That's our hope. And I think when the vaccine pass requirement really comes into effect and people start seeing the restrictions that it creates on their lifestyle, that hopefully the people who've just been maybe I won't, maybe that will tip them over the edge and get them to a vaccination queue. And that's where we want them.
Cheryl, you mentioned before how the border around Auckland, it disappears on the 15th, right? And there'll be a few Aucklanders heading your way. Have you had conversations with the police and anyone else who's going to be involved in the checks? And are you confident that they're going to be solid enough for your liking?
We're in regular contact, and we work really collectively and collaboratively in the north, as do other regions. Area commander, in fact, I was just on a call with them, listening to what their plans are to be put in place. Coming through the summer season, of course, you've got Christmas and New Year, and the requirements for them operationally, it will put a lot of stress and strain onto our police force. So we want to ensure that their job is made easier by ensuring that when people are travelling, they're travelling with the correct documentation.
Good to talk to you, Cheryl. That's Cheryl Mai, who's the Mayor of Whangarei.